It's 9:14. It's a beautiful day in Northeast Colorado. And it's a beautiful day for me personally because one of my favorite interviews in the whole planet, on the whole planet, is in front of me right now. Miranda Miller from Centennial Mental Health. Welcome.
Good morning, Andy.
Or welcome back, I guess I should say.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, it feels like just yesterday.
Hold on just a second. We gotta do this. All right. Now.
Oh, there we go. I was thinking, I can't hear myself, but maybe that's okay.
No. Now everyone, including you, can hear you.
Wonderful.
So, I'm a veteran. I know people who are veterans, and I was reminded of a horrifying statistic about our veterans. And it's one of those things that people don't want to talk about, which makes it all the more important that we get on the air and we talk about it. We're talking about suicide.
We are. We lose 22 veterans to suicide every day.
Every day?
Every day. It's almost one an hour.
Is that across the spectrum, or is there a breakdown of those statistics?
There is a little bit. About 60% of those are over the age of 50. So it's really interesting when I was looking at the research before I came in, because I think we think of the younger group. And while that's the case, that we lose quite a few of them, over half of them are older.
Let's talk about why.
Sure.
Why veterans having such a hard time, and why that seems to be the answer for so many of them?
We look at it in the sense that there's combat stress. They come back. They have seen things. They've done things that not the average citizen can relate to. And especially in our rural areas, they're coming back, and they're not coming back to a base. They're coming back, being reintegrated into the community very quickly, back into their families, and not having that structure any longer. And I think that's a huge thing because, as you know, it's a family. I mean, that is really the military. They really come together for each other. And to not have that, maybe be back somewhere in Northeast Colorado and be separated from that, I think is huge. And then there is the thought about traumatic brain injuries as well.
Oh, sure. That's a whole different spectrum. That changes all the rules then.
It really does. And they're not the most help-seeking group in the world.
These are men and women who have had to live by their wits in many cases, and they're people very self-sufficient and consider themselves and are truly tough people.
And the idea of getting help does seem like a very, you know, not a very strong thing to do.
Sure.
A very weak thing. And, you know, where we really want to see them think of getting help as a strength-based idea and as courageous.
Right.
And that's really hard to do to people that have been taught to go in and preserve themselves, to take care of each other, maybe watch civilians die, you know, in Afghanistan, Iraq, and see such horrible things happen to people that maybe they don't know, but still has a huge impact on them.
It has an effect on a person's psyche.
Yes.
So how do we combat it? Who is it up to, if not the veterans themselves? Because the veterans themselves only know what they're feeling, maybe in many cases loath to talk about it, as are we all.
Absolutely.
So who does this fall to get them help?
I think it's really on the families. And that is a huge thing for a family to take on. But I've talked to people that have had returning vets come home, and many of them have said to me they saw them starting to use more alcohol, for instance, or whatever it might be. Those kind of things really need to be watched. Because also post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD, falls into this as well. And who can diagnose that? It has to be a doctor, has to be a psychiatrist, somebody like that. And so we really need to make sure that the family is really knowledgeable about the resources that are local and also about what the VA can do as well.
The VA is probably at the center of all this, wouldn't you say?
I mean, really believe.
Everything radiates out from that organization when it comes to caring for our vets.
And I know that they only have a satellite office here, but I do know that they have some huge impact that they can have, and they can really connect people.
Well, and I know Fred Kubitz personally, and am proud to call him a friend, and that man is dedicated to the cause.
Yes, he is.
There is a brotherhood that goes, and of course, that's probably an outdated term now with men and women in combat, but there is a sense of family that is deeper than anything you will ever share within the military community.
Sure.
Would you say that it falls upon us as well?
Oh, I agree. I think other veterans reaching out to veterans, and we know statistically that 30% of veterans have considered suicide. And we don't know what time span that is, if it's newly, when they're newly deployed, when they come back. I don't have that information, but what we know is that this is something that's thought a lot about. And so therefore, if veterans can reach out to each other and say, we're here for you, you know, those simple things. And the 1-800 suicide hotline number, you press one on that, it takes you right to Veterans Affairs. We have safeguarded that to that point to say that that is, that veterans are that important, that they should get treatment and get help very quickly like that.
I would imagine too that being, you know, what one thing that we have done with our veterans now that we should have done in Vietnam but are finally doing now is welcoming them home.
Yes.
And creating the hero persona around our veterans. Do you think that, I mean, you, does that also impede their willingness to seek help? Hey, I'm a hero. I can handle this.
Oh, I do think it has. I mean, you know, when you teach somebody the importance of fighting and being self-resilient and suddenly telling them, but you know what? If you're feeling like you're suicidal, you're feeling like you could harm yourself, come to us. There's a disconnect there.
Yeah.
Okay. And I think the military is working very hard from what I've seen. Some of the things I saw in trainings I've been to, things like that. It very much they're working hard on this. But we're still losing so many veterans. And how can we combat that? I mean, the United States is losing too many people to suicide to begin with.
Right.
You know, if you want to think of the general population. But the reality of is I just feel like people that go and fight for us and to keep our nation safe should never have to have these thoughts and should always have the best care possible.
Miranda Miller from Centennial Mental Health is my guest. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, I want to talk about the language of suicide coming from someone who's considering it, if we can touch on that.
Sure.
All right. That's next on KPMX.